I've been trying to put into words what I feel about Gandalf, Sam.
Well, you, Mr. Frodo?
Yes.
I didn't know you were one for the rhymes. But then you do take after old Mr. Bilbo in many ways. Will you speak it to me?
Well, I'll do my best, Sam. Though I can only remember snatches of it. When evening in the Shire was grey, his footsteps on the hill were heard. Before the dawn he went away on journey long without a word. From Wilderland to western shore, from northern waste to southern hill, through dragon lair and hidden door and darkling woods he walked at will. A deadly sword, a healing hand, a back that bent beneath its load, a trumpet voice, a burning brand, a weary pilgrim on the road. A lord of wisdom throned he sat, swift in anger, quick to laugh. An old man in a battered hat, who leaned upon a thorny staff. He stood upon the bridge alone, and fire and shadow both defied. His staff was broken on the stone. In Khazad Dûm, his wisdom died.
Oh, well, that's very good, Mr. Frodo.
Well, it's the best that I can do, yet. But I can't think about it anymore. Let's talk about something else, Sam.
Yes.
Oh, yes. What do you think of elves now, Sam?
I've never heard of a better land than this. Mm. It's like being at home and on holiday at the same time, if you understand me.
Yes.
I don't want to leave. All the same, I'm beginning to feel that if we've got to go on, then we'd best get it over. It's the job that never gets started as takes longest to finish, as my old gaffer used to say. And I don't reckon that these folk can do much more to help us, magic or no. Mm.
Even as he spoke, they saw, as if she came in answer to their thoughts, the Lady Galadriel approaching. She spoke no word, but beckoned to them. Down a long flight of steps the lady went into a deep green hollow through which ran murmuring the silver stream that issued from the hill of Carras Galathon. With water from the stream, Galadriel filled a basin of silver to the brim and breathed on it.
Here is the mirror of Galadriel. I have brought you here that you may look in it, if you will.
What shall we look for? And what shall we see?
What you will see if you leave the mirror free to work, I cannot tell. For it shows things that were, and things that are, and things that yet may be. But which it is that he sees, even the wisest cannot always tell. Do you wish to look? And you, Sam Gamgee, do you wish to see elf magic?
I'll have a peep, lady, if you're willing.
Come, you shall look and see what you may. Do not touch the water.
Oh, there's only stars. Ah, they've all gone out. It's daylight, and there are trees. No, it's gone again. And there's Mr. Frodo. He's lying fast asleep under a dark cliff. He looks very pale. And I'm climbing up some winding stairs that never seem to end. I'm looking for something. It's gone. There are the trees again. Somebody's cutting them down. It's Ted Sandyman. They didn't ought to be felled. It's that avenue beyond the mill that shades the road to Bywater. But the old mill's gone. And there's a great tall chimney with black smoke pouring out of it. And folk working away fit to bust. There's some devilry at work in the Shire. I can't stay here. I must go home. Well, they've dug up Backshot Row. And there's the poor old gaffer going down the hill with his bits of things and a barrow. Well, I must go home.
You cannot go home alone. You did not wish to go home without your master before you looked in the mirror. And yet you knew that evil things might well be happening in the Shire. Remember that the mirror shows many things, and not all have yet come to pass. Some never come to be. Unless those that behold the visions turn aside from their paths to prevent them. The mirror is dangerous as a guide of deeds.
No, I'll go home by the long road with Mr. Frodo, or not at all. But I hope I do get back someday. If what I see turns out true, somebody's going to catch it hot.
Do you wish now to look, Frodo?
Do you advise me to look?
I do not counsel you one way or the other. You may learn something, and whether what you see be fair or evil, that may be profitable, and yet it may not. Seeing is both good and perilous. Yet I think, Frodo, that you have courage and wisdom enough for the venture, or I would not have brought you here. Do as you will.
I will look.